from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta officials are exploring the idea of having drivers who live outside of the city pay a fee to drive into Buckhead and Midtown. Atlanta Councilman J.P. Matzigite says traffic has grown steadily worse as more drivers are electing to commute to Buckhead. He spoke to WSB.
Traffic in Buckhead is crazy. Over 90%, in fact, of the people that work in Buckhead don't live in Buckhead, so they have to commute in every single day.
The city has commissioned a study to look at possibly creating a congestion tax that would toll drivers when they cross a certain street. Matzigite says that it would be a similar system used in parts of New York and London to help control traffic. The life of a Revolutionary War hero, often called the father of the American cavalry, may be a rare window into the complexities of gender. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
When the remains of Polish nobleman and general Casimir Pulaski were disinterred from a Savannah monument in the 1990s, they were unmistakably female. That was a mystery. Now, anthropologist Virginia Hutton Estabrook of Georgia Southern University and others have shown through DNA and the historical record that the skeleton was the socially male and mustachioed Pulaski. Estabrook says the finding shows how bad skeletal remains are at describing gender.
We don't know what any intersex condition looks like skeletally.
Estabrook says it's only because of Pulaski's well-documented life that she can say he was an intersex man. She says that puts the number of known intersex skeletons in the archaeological record at one. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The new director of the State Ethics Commission says he plans to subpoena bank records from the gubernatorial campaign of Stacey Abrams and the groups that help raise money for her. According to the AJC, David Imadi says his office will also decide whether to prosecute the campaigns of Atlanta mayoral candidates. The investigations stem from audits of contribution and expenditure reports that candidates and political groups have to file when they raise and spend money on campaigns. The State Ethics Commission is charged with handing down those penalties for violations concerning campaign finance and lobbying. A spokesperson for Abrams called the accusations partisan and baseless, while also mentioning that Imadi donated to Republican Governor Brian Kemp's campaign last year.